This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 18 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So joining with my co-host today, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
So, Tammy, I wanted to bring in right away, we have a call-in guest today that I'm really excited about. It's Stephanie Kelsey Cottrell, the owner of Pura Vida Coaching. She's been in real estate for many, many, many years, comes from a real estate family, and is just an absolute real estate expert. So I'm honored to welcome to the air Stephanie Kelsey Cottrell. Welcome,
Yay.
Stephanie.
Yay. Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for allowing me to hang out with you.
Yeah, no problem. We're excited about it. So give us a quick little synopsis of your background, because you're from St. Louis, but you live in Austin now.
Yeah.
Give us a quick synopsis of where you've been in this business.
Well, like you said, you did mention just in that brief intro about the real estate family. I have two brothers who are in real estate still in St. Louis. I have a brother, Brian, who's in a very similar coaching business that I have, and another brother who's in real estate. But I was in St. Louis up until 3.5 years ago. When my husband and I left St. Louis, we owned a company called Kelsey Cottrell Realty Group, and we were the number three agent out of 8,000 agents in St. Louis. What's amazing is that my husband's from Texas, and in the second year in real estate in the real estate business, we were in the top 10. We were very successful. We knew how to run a real estate business, and that's kind of set us apart from everybody else. No disrespect to agents. It just is what it is. We were very successful. So I run a Keller Williams office, owned an independent, had a team with 8 buyer's agents, succeeded at a very high level. We moved to Texas 3 years ago, and just walked away from everything. Why? Why would you do that? We relaunched our life, and I launched Pura Vida Coaching, and I'm now an executive coach for top agents and mortgage lenders all over the country. There's my 30-second elevator.
That's your elevator speech.
Well, and having been to Costa Rica, I know the term Pura Vida, but but many people don't. So what does Pura Vida mean?
Pure life. So I am an executive coach, I'm a business coach, but it's about mastering. In my world, I believe we have 8 circles of life: spiritual, financial, family, community, so on and so forth, physical. And so I coach executives to a higher level than most business coaches do, that I want to make sure that we're covering all the circles of life, because I do believe that there is balance. Mm-hmm. Most people don't agree with me, but I believe that we can find some balance if we focus on productivity and effectiveness and running a real business model that most realtors and lenders don't see in this world.
Well,
so
this is, these principles hold true with any industry.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter what you do. So I think even somebody listening right now who's not in the mortgage real estate field can glean a lot from this information. And I want to jump into the content here, because what we have to cover today are the 8 things that you have to make sure that your agent does when you're choosing the right agent. And you're going to give us the details of exactly what a buyer needs to know to choose the right agent. And if they're not doing these things, you better not walk away. You better run.
Yes.
So let's jump into this.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let's jump into this. What is number one on your list?
Well, first of all, number one on my list is truly that I want you to choose a realtor that respects your timing and your motivation. Well, how do they do that? Is that I want a realtor that you meet with that's going to sit you down and have a conversation with you and ask you some of the following questions. Why are you moving? Mm-hmm. What's going on in your life? Why is it important to you that you're making a move at this time? I really want agents to be your real estate coach.
Right.
Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that they really do an in-depth intake with you, just like I would do with the client, or you would do with the client. I know you ask great questions too, Doug. I know you do. I've heard your questions. So Why are you moving? What important event is happening in your life that brings you to buying a home? Mm-hmm. What's so important? And, you know, how long have you been looking for a home? And what's your drop-dead date? When do you, I mean, they really should take that responsibility as your real estate coach to help you identify your timing and motivation. Because we know in the market that you're given, we believe that real estate's like the weather. So in St. Louis, I know that if you have a $300,000 buy in your car now, but they can't move till November, that the home they fall in love with is not going to be there in November. Are we serving our clients well? Mm-hmm. If we're putting them in the car just to hopefully get them motivated. So if they're not doing a full consultation with you from day one, you're working with the wrong realtor.
Right.
They're probably doing a disservice. And some of these things you would think are second nature and they would all do, but they just don't. Not every agent does this.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't.
Okay, so let's jump to number two on your list.
So number two is identify your have-to-haves. Is, you know, I have some bullets I wanted to cover, but it should be in depth about, you know, if you want to live in this is the St. Louis metropolitan market. What are you looking for in the neighborhood? Do you want to live in Kirkwood and walk to the farmer's market? Do you want to live in Clayton and be part of that high-rise lifestyle and fine restaurants and dining and be close to work? Do you want to live in a family sort of a neighborhood where you have sidewalks and, you know, big tall trees?
Schools are a big deal for some people.
Pardon?
Schools are a big deal for some people, and knowing that is important.
Right. That's
it's about lifestyle. It's not about brick and mortar.
Right.
I don't believe it's about brick and mortar.
Right.
It's about lifestyle.
Right.
Where do you want to live? Do you want to be close to shopping? Do you, you know, you have to think about your target market and their demographics and how they want to live.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Very, very true.
So,
in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Stephanie Kelsey-Cottrell from Pura Vida Coaching, real estate expert, and she's taking us through the eight things that you have to make sure that your agent asks you and that your agent has in their back pocket when you're choosing the right agent. So what's number three on your list?
Well, advise that all parties must be involved from day one. Remember, we probably sold 1,000 houses while we were in St. Louis, and I had a team of 8 buyer's agents. And we would put a buyer in the car, and we showed them 11 houses. They picked one, and then all of a sudden we find out mom and dad need to approve the house.
Right.
Think about Generation X and the millennials and what have you, that they want their parents to be part of the decision-making process. Maybe they've been gifted money, right, Doug?
Right.
And what we're finding out is that if we don't ask, are all parties that are going to be influential to the decision-making process here? Now, we're seeing a lot as well, Doug, really quickly, is that we've got people that their parents are moving in with them. We have people that their kids are still living with them and they're 23 years old.
Right.
But we have a lot of first-time home buyers. The parents want to be able to be a part of that decision-making process. Make sure, if your agent is not asking you, is everybody that has influence over this purchasing decision involved from day one?
That's a very important topic, that's for sure. I think that one gets overlooked.
Yes, that's...
Yeah. Oh, I know it does. I know it does. So, Doug, yeah, so any other questions about why we want to know about all the influential parties?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, why do we want to know about the influential parties? I mean, I've seen so many situations like that where, you know, I'll be meeting with one party because one party can't make it to the consultation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I ask all these in-depth questions and then come up with, you know, because of all the in-depth questions, come up with a scenario that may not be what they initially thought. Then they have to go home and try to communicate that to their spouse who couldn't make it to the meeting.
Yeah.
And the spouse doesn't get it because they weren't in there for all those questions. So it's much better for them all to be present from day one.
Right. Husbands and wives don't always look at houses together. You cannot show property to a husband if his wife's not there, and vice versa.
Right. And you see it with relocations a lot, where one party comes in town to scout out the properties, and they may have to try to make a decision without the other spouse, and that doesn't work very well.
No, it doesn't.
let's jump to number four on your list.
Okay, this is probably one of my biggest ahas, is that your agent must sit down with you during that first buyer consultation. It's question-based, you know, and they need to show you what's the truth about what's going on in the real estate market. So if you're looking in Kirkwood, say, for instance, and your agent puts you in the car to go look at $800,000 homes in Kirkwood, stately houses, and they have to show you a CMA prior to showing you property. Why? Because you need to know what it's going to take to win in your current real estate market. In other words, if there's 32 listings and 60 contracts and 40 have sold in the last year, you need to know that in order for you to win the home of your dreams that you fell in love with, you may have to go over list price. If they're not telling you the truth about the current real estate market conditions in a micro market, remember, real estate's just like the weather.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just like the weather. Right. They're doing you a huge disservice.
Right.
Run, not walk.
That's very, very good advice. So when we return, I'm going to be asking the question that why should you work with a realtor who has a team in place with the mortgage lender, with the home inspector, with the title company? Why should you work with their entire team? And Stephanie, you're going to answer those questions when we return. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.